You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to Roots Rock Radio episode 186, the summer of 2018. Just how have you all been? Rain, and more rain. We've had a lot of rain this summer on the East Coast. Ellicott City, a nearby town, had another major flood where the whole main street was washed out. It's the second time in the last 3 years they've had one of those. It's mostly been flash flooding. Have you seen any good roots rock so far this summer? I don't go out that much, as I did when I was younger, but I do go out occasionally to see a good roots rock band. I'm still working on the major remodel of my downstairs studio. I can't wait to get that finished so I can set up the recording studio and video production studio again. I plan on doing live streaming from down there, including band performances. I'm working on a sunroom addition this coming week. I expect to have it finished in about 10 days or so. In 1967, The Doors started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with an edited version of Light My Fire, the group's first U.S. number one, and only reached number 49 on the U.K. charts. Eventually, many radio stations in the U.S. would start playing the full 6-minute and 50-second album cut, which features a longer instrumental break. In 1956, Carl Perkins was on the UK singles chart with his debut UK hit, Blue Suede Shoes. Johnny Cash planted the seed for the song in the fall of 1955, while Perkins, Cash, Elvis Presley toured throughout the South. Cash told Perkins a black airman whom he had met when serving in the military in Germany had referred to his military regulation air shoes as blue suede shoes. Cash suggested that Carl write a song about the shoes. As always, if you have or are in a roots rock band, send me your CD or download links to your music for consideration to be on Roots Rock Radio. Just sending me a link to a website does not work. You have to send me the CD or the download links. You can find the contact and mailing address at rrradio.com. And of course, when you get the chance, join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio. You can also find us on Twitter at Roots Rock Radio. So for the most part, Roots Rock Radio shows are family friendly and work safe, but once in a while, there might be a song that slips through the cracks. So just be aware. First up, John Derry. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Home. left strong, get along, sing that dead song, and FM tune up, big full moon. Can't refine and I'm gone too soon. And life feels hard, tell you box and chalk.
We just heard the Grave Robbers from Arlington, Virginia. We heard their tune, Rock Salt. Before that, we heard from Alex Crankshaft Larson. We heard his tune, Boxed and Charred. On the web, crankshaftmusic.com. And opening the set, we heard from Mr. John Derry. We heard his song, Last Mile. On this day, the Beatles' second feature film, Help, had its UK premiere at the Pavilion in London. The Beatles later said the film was shot in a haze of marijuana, according to Ringo Starr's interviews in the Beatles anthology. During the Austin Alps film shooting, he and McCartney ran off over the hill from the curling scene to smoke a joint. In 1966, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker made their live debut as Cream. I saw Cream at the Baltimore Civic Center. The group's third album, Wheels of Fire, was the world's first platinum-selling double album. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe, rrradio.com. We just heard from Black Angel. We heard their tune, I Never Got Over You. Before that, we heard from Eric Agner. We heard his tune, The Regulator. And opening the set, we heard from the Soledad Brothers, Truth or Consequences. In 1966, Bob Dylan was riding his Triumph 55 motorcycle to a garage near his home in Woodstock, New York for repairs when the rear wheel locked. Dylan lost control and was thrown over the handlebars, suffering a broken neck vertebrae. His recuperation led to a period of reclusive inactivity. In 1966, Datebook published Maureen Cleave's interview with John Lennon, in which he said, "We're bigger than Jesus now." Some Americans reacted with outrage, organizing Beatles bonfire, burning the group's records. I remember that. John Lennon went on to later explain what he meant was, "What kind of a world is this when a pop group is bigger than Jesus?" You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
I won't need to wake up in the morning to find myself running out the door. Taking my time is the only way that I know in that life that I keep working for. Rolling down this never-ending highway, always trying to get to work on time. If I ever really make it, I'll tell you what it's like to be me in a free kind of life. To be me in a free kind of life. I won't need to find me a woman, one to take along for. Rolling down this never-ending highway, always trying to get to work on time. If I ever really make it, I'll tell you what it's like to be me in a free kind of life. To be me in a free kind of life.
Through your fingers, then it's all. You're trapped in the knife box. You're so Thank you.
We just heard from Dave Chappell, Tommy Lepson, and Johnny Neal. We heard their tune, Nothing Without You. Dave Chappell and Tommy Lepson are local DC artists. Before that, we heard from Buddy McCurran's band. We heard their tune, Hold On. And opening the set, we heard Frankie Ranks and the Freeloaders, Free Kind of Life. In 1973, Led Zeppelin played the last of three nights at Madison Square Garden, New York, at the end of a 33-date North American tour. It was on this day that Led Zeppelin lost around $203,000 in cash after a thief made off with the receipts from the two Madison Square Garden concerts. The theft took place from the safe at the Drake Hotel in New York, where the group were staying. In 1974, Mamas and the Papas singer Cass Elliot died in her sleep from a heart attack after playing a sold-out show in London. She was staying at Harry Nilsson's London flat when she died. So here I am enjoying another cup of fresh coffee. If you've seen the reports recently, coffee is good for you and extends your life. At least that's the latest. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com. So if you get a chance, don't forget to join our Facebook group. Facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio. You can also find us on Twitter at Roots Rock Radio. So there you have it, episode 186 of Roots Rock Radio from the summer of 2018. Until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.